began discussing the machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim regarding Motzi Shemer. According to Rabbi Meir, Motzi Shemer is b'shlosha. According to the Chachamim, be'esrim b'shlosha, mipnei sheyeshbal din nefashas. The Gemara's first possibility is that the Kula, the machlokas, revolves around choshishin olaz. This is a concern according to the Chachamim, esrim b'shlosha. According to Rabbi Meir, that is not true. We saw several possibilities in the Rishonim how to understand this shita of Ula. So Rashi writes the great Kiddush in the opening of the Sugya that the husband is coming forward with a Tana simply a Pesach Pasuach for the purpose of Lahapsida Ksuvasa. What then is the basis of Chav Gimel? This is simply an issue of Dine Mamanos. The concern is the following, as Rashi says, Chayshina Lalaz Hin Zin Shema Yotza Hakol Yaviu Eidim, and all of a sudden this will turn into a case of Dine Nefashos. So according to the Shita of Rabbi Meir, nonetheless, this is Dine Mamanos B'Shlosha. According to the Chachamim, because of the issue of Laz, therefore we treat this already here and now as a Din Torah of Dine Nefashos, and you require Bez Dinav Chav Gimel. So we started to discuss how is it that one should be koveya, whether something is dina mamanos or whether something is dina nafashos. What is the hagdar of dina nafashos? So Poshup Shat, one could have argued that dina nafashos simply lead into those cases where Bezin is asked to give up psak halacha, whether chayiv, potter, whether individual is chayiv misa, whether he is not chayiv misa. When Bezin is asked to issue that type of psak halacha in Gemar Din, that is considered the dina nafashos. So as we saw, that certainly is not the case. From the Rambam in Sanhedrin in Perakib Gimel, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes, even if a Gemar Din already occurred, in a case of Mishan Nigmar Dino Ubarach, nonetheless the subsequent Bezin that is not being called upon to issue a Psak Din, a Gemar Din of Misa, nonetheless that is considered still to be Din of Fashos that requires a Bezin of Chav Gimel. Or the Sugi in Sanhedrin and Aflamet Vav, in the case of Morba Malchus, it is not the Psak Din of Bezin that creates the Chiyuv Misa, but some Biror of Bezin is necessary. That as well is termed Dina Foshos and not Dina Mamanos. So therefore, to coin the phrase that Rav Soloveitchik used, the halachi is not that Psak Din or Gemar Din of Dina Foshos requires a Bezin of Chav Gimel, but rather Masa Umatan Shana Foshos requires a Bezdin of Esrim Vishlosha. And the Chiddush is the following. Even in the case of Mord B'Malchus, it's not a Psak Din of Bezdin, but certainly it's Masa Matan Shel Nefashos to determine whether this person is guilty of being Mord B'Malchus. The same thing is true in the case of Nigmar Dino Ubarach. And therefore, that is the Chiddush of the Ramban and the Rambam, that Kabbalah Sa'edus of Dina Fashos requires a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. Not because that there is some hekesh that we equate Gemar Din with Kabbalah Seidus. As we demonstrate, that is not the case, as you see in the instance of Irni Dachas. But rather, the Chiddush is the following. Kabbalah Seidus itself, of it is considered to be Masa Umatan Shel Nefashos, and that's why the Rambam and the Ramban maintain, unlike the view of Rav Sadia Gaon, that even Kabbalah Seidus of Din Nefashos requires a Bez Din of Esrim Shloshos. So, if in fact, that Masu Matan Shel Nefashos is what is Mechayiv Bezin of Chav Gimel, and that does not depend on the Psak Halach of the Gemar Din, so how is it that one is Koveya, whether something is or is not Din Nefashos? So here we mention several possibilities. One possibility is the following. The circumstance, the facts of the case itself are sufficient in order to render this as a case of Din Nefashos. The Maisa Havera HaMechayiv Misa is considered to be sufficient, irrespective of the Tainas Baldin, irrespective of the Raya that the Baldin brings. Those are relevant. The fact that what in principle is at stake, meaning one of the ramifications of the circumstances described, could be a capital offense, that itself is considered to be one of Dina Fashos. Good, that would be the most extreme position. You don't need a Tanas Baldin, you don't require any Raya to be brought, but merely a Maisa HaMavera HaMachayiv Misa, that alone renders it a Dina Fashos. The second possibility we discuss is the following, that no, you require at least the Birur process, HaMoel Dina Fashos. For example, good, there is no Tanas Baldin, but there is a raya that is brought to Bezdin. Eidim come forward and they testify regarding that which is relevant for Dina Fashos. So even though the Bezin is called upon simply to be mevarer the element of mamon, since part of that virur is edus hamol inafashos. In such an instance, that is called dinafashos. And perhaps the third possibility, the most extreme, is the following. You're right. You don't require a gemar din of misa, but nonetheless you will require a hora or a hachras bezdin al iske nefashos. In that case, for example, of nigmar dino ubarach, or in the case of mar b'malchus, it's true. Bezdin is not being called upon to render a psak din, but certainly their hora is al iske nefashos. Is this person chayiv b'toras mar b'malchus? Is this person chayiv misa because there was already a prior gmar din? So in such an instance, true, we don't require a psak din to create the chiyuv, but nonetheless, that hora or hachras bezdin is al iske nefashos. Those are the several possibilities that we raised. Good. Within Rashi Shita, Rashi assumes the following. This is a case where simply it is a din Torah on hefsid ksuva, so therefore there is no tainus baal din, right? The baal din is not raising the issue of eishes eishes ins in terms of any chiyuv misa. It is beli raya, as Rashi writes, no edim are present at all. Rather, the facts of the case, the circumstance themselves, could give rise to iske nefashos. Now, perhaps that she is in fact an eishes eishes insan. The sheet of the chum is the following. Look, Bezin has to anticipate that next stage. That's the meaning of chayshin laz, and therefore al-pidin, this is already considered to be masa umatan shal nefashos. That was step one, and that requires a Bezin of chav gimel. According to the view of Rabbi Meir, that certainly is not true. In order to label something as din nefashos, you require at least birur hamol nefashos, some level of raya. There are no edim that are present, and therefore no tanas baldin, no edim. This remains a case of dina mamonos. L'chora, that is the machlokas according to Rashi. One could argue according to Rashi, this is a machlokas in terms of ikar hadin, whether this is labeled as dina mamonos or dina nefashos. According to other Rishonim, chayshin malaz simply is a chshash ba'alma. Mikar hadin, everyone agrees that this is not an instance of din nefashos. But does one have to be concerned about las hadayanim, for example, and the other similar concerns? According to Rashi, machlokes mikar hadin, whether this is considered to be din mamonos or whether it's din nefashos. The implication, according to Rashi, the way Rashi structures the case, if there would be edim, l'chora, then everyone would agree, even Rabbi Meir, that you require a bezin of chav gimel. That also is a chiddush, because even if edim are present, but there isn't a tainas baal din in terms of a chiyuv misa, pashut pshat, according to Rashi, you don't need step three. Hachror horal iske nefashos. Even if the taina would be one of dina mamonos, but if edim are present, and the edus is relevant to nefashos, that would be enough that everyone will require a bezin of chav gimel, and that is why Rashi says we revert back to step one, where there is no taina nefashos, there's no biru of nefashos. All we're dealing with is a case of hefsek ksuva. Good. Bashev shat, according to the other Rishonim, as you see in Chedushei Haran, that is not the case. If this would be the instance, that it's a taina of Pesach Pasuah, and what is at stake simply is the ksuva, without any tanyas baldin, without any edim, everyone will agree, even Rabbi Meir, all that is necessary is a bezdin of shlosha. The fact that the circumstance could give rise to nefashos is insufficient, even though we have this concept in the Gemara of chayshin l'laz. Therefore the case is an advanced one. Not just simply the tanyas Rashi describes, but rather edim, in fact, are present. That is the machlokas Rabbeinu and the Chachamim. What exactly is the case? So the Ran writes, the name of the Ramban, the following chiddush, that the Baal brings edim shezinsa. However, the Av counters and comes to Bezdin for the purpose of being mazim, the edim habal. If you'll ask the Av what is his interest in doing so, he will tell you, my din Torah is in order to attain the knas of Mea Kesef. You're right. There is another issue, and that is the Edom who testified that she was an Eishes Eishes Insa were attempting to have her killed as a result. Good. And therefore, part of the Kasha Zamam is that they will also receive an Onesh of Misa. However, from the perspective of the Toveya, of the Av, his intent is simply that of Meir Kesef. Good? So on the one hand, the Taina of the Baal Din, in this case the Taina Sa'av, is one of Meir Kesef. But here, not just the circumstance, the Birur, the Edus, is Edus of Nefashos. So what is the halacha in such an instance? No? According to the Chachamim, that requires a Bezin of Chof Gimel. No? That is called Din Nefashos. You're right. The Toveya, the Tainas Baal Din, the Tainas Sa'av, is one of Meir Kesef. However, the Birur, the Kabbalah Sa'idus, is in Yanni Nefashos. That requires the Bezin of Chof Gimel, and Rabbi Meir disagrees. Poshub Shat and Rabbi Meir, you require a horor hachra of Iskin Nefashos. And right now, if all the business has to do is to deal with the Taina of Meir Kesef, that is not like an instance of Murav Malchus, that is not called a hora or hachra al Iskin Nefashos. This is exactly what the Ran writes in explaining the Shita. The Lashon of Chidushei Aran, Kevan Sheish Bo Edus Hazama Seidim Chiyuv Nisa, since there is an element of Din Nefashos, there's a Chiyuv Nisa, Af Al Pi Shav Eino Toveya El Knas, even though all he's interested in is the Knas of Meir Kesef, that, according to the Chum, is called Din Nefashos. And that requires a Bezdin of Chav Gimel at that point. Good? Then our Tosus introduces us to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam writes, it's true, we're talking about a case of Hevi Habal Edim Shezinsa, not as Rashi. In that sense, similar to the view of the Ran and the Ramban. However, we're not talking about Hazama, but rather Hachosha. There is Hachosha of these Edim. And the great Kiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that even Al Yedei Hachosha, we'll have to see which cases, even Al Yedei Hachosha, there is a Chiyuv of Meya Kesef. Why is it such a great Kiddush? In a case of Hazama, the Edom are discredited. They are disproven. They are shown to be Edei Sheker. That is not necessarily true of a case of Hachosha. Again, we'll have to see what is the case exactly of Rabbeinu Tam and Hachosha. But in cases of Hachosha, let's assume Trei Keneged Trei, that's not a case where you have demonstrated Edei Sheker. The most you could argue is the Baal was unable to prove his case, because the Eidos was Nita, the Hachosha. So Trei Keneged Trei. In that instance, Rabbeinu Tam assumes a great Kiddush. Even Al Yedei Hachosha, there is a Chiyuv of Meir Kesef. Good? What is the issue of Choshishin Alanz? In a case, Rabbeinu Tam writes, where the Tainas Habal was disproven, it was a case of Hazama, that's it. Right? Already that we demonstrated that his Eidim are Eidei Sheker, so therefore, case closed. There's no reason to go any further. Poshav Shad, we mentioned Orach Madid. That means that even if subsequently he would bring Edim, we would ignore those Edim? Not necessarily. Poshav Shad is the following. If the Baal was discredited, his Edim were proven to be Edei Sheker, so in that instance, we no longer have to be Choshesh that he is going to seek out and bring other Edim as a result of that last go-round. Good? But the bottom line is, if he would bring other Edim, we wouldn't dismiss them out of hand just because the first Edim were proven to be Edim Zalmin. Good? But according to the Rav Rabbeinu Tam, if Huzmu, so therefore Sulo Chayshinin Le'Ede Achrine, and therefore everyone agrees, Shlosha. After all, the only issue here is one of Meir Kesef. Good? What is the issue of Chayshin and Alaz? But look, if all there was Hachosha, not Hazama, so now the Baal is not going to rest. He has a claim that was not disproven. All of a sudden, some Edim came and contradicted. In such an instance, then the Baal is going to be motivated to straighten out the situation. Now, in order to resolve that Hachosha. And therefore, we have to be concerned that Yavo Edim Acherim, and that is Chayshin and Alaz, Laz Hadayanim. Other Edim are going to come forward over, so I'm going to say, look, the body that judged up until now is no longer qualified. Now we have to proceed to a higher Bezdin. That is the issue of the Chayshin and Alaz, the Laz Hadayanim. Good? That's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Good? We started to discuss now the following. What type of Hachosha are we speaking about? So the Ran writes the following Kiddush, that we cannot be discussing Hachosha of Trei Utrei. Good, why? Because the Ran writes, even according to Tosus, In a case of hachasha of trei utrei, you would not be chayiv to pay mea kesef. In some sense, don't you have to be discredited? If the Baal comes and he brings Edim, and two other Edim come and contradict, and the Baal remains adamant that his Edim are Edi Emes, and those are Edi Sheker, why should the Baal be obligated to pay mea kesef? One could argue that the Baal is obligated to pay mea kesef simply because he failed to prove his claim. And maybe one could argue that that is sufficient in order to be mechayiv the Baal v'knas. Here he comes and asserts a public taina, moti shemra, this is an eshes eshes imsa, unable to prove his case. Maybe that alone is grounds for mea kesef. The Ran assumes that no, that is not true. It cannot be a case of trei k'neged trei, because in that instance, the Baal's raya still is bimkom omed. So therefore, it must be referring to the following type of hachasha. Hachasha ben shnei ha'edim. That's the chiddush that the Ran writes, Alibet Tosus. There, similar to Hazama, the Baal was discredited. His own Edim and Neubei contradicted each other, no? And therefore, there was a demonstration of Edu Sheker. So that's an instance where there won't be a Chiyuv Misa. There's no Kasher Zamam to speak of. On the other hand, there is a Chiyuv Knas, because the Edim that the Baal brought were discredited Ayyadei HaChasha Ben Eid La'Eid. That's the Chiddush that Rabbi Natam writes. When the Ran discusses this kasha, this chiddush of Rabbi Natam, so the Ran writes the following also in the name of the Baal Yatolsus, that no, that doesn't seem to be true. How is it that you could be mechayiv the Baal Mea Kesev in such a circumstance of hachasha? After all, didn't we learn at the beginning of the Masechta that Din and Mamonos did not require Drisha V'Chakira? And if Din and Mamonos don't require Drisha V'Chakira, therefore the Baal is still Nemon. For Hefsid Ksuva, these Edim are Ne'amanim, as far as Ksuva is concerned. They are also believed Lemesa Al Habal. After all, they claim that she was an Eshes Eshes Insa. The only difficulty here is one of Hachasha ben Eid La'Eid. Yeah, Hachasha ben Eid La'Eid is Drisha V'Chakira, but not true when it comes to case of Dinim Amanos. So how is it that we can argue at once when it comes to Ksuva, these are Edim Ne'amanim? And similarly, that the Edom are believed in terms of the Isser between the Baal and Isha. And at the same time, to Mechayiv the Baal Mea Kesef, how can that be? That's the Kasha of the Ran. Good? This Kasha of the Ran, in the name of the Baal Yatolsus, implies two different premises. Good? Premise number one is that when we assume that in Dinam Amanos you don't require Drisha V'Chakira, that does not only mean that Drisha V'Chakira is not necessary, it means Drisha V'Chakira is irrelevant. And even if there's hachasha and drisha v'chakira, even then the edu stands for dinam amanos. That itself is a very great chiddush. No, that's premise number one of the run. That's the basis of the kasha. Premise number two is the following. When you have a din Torah that involves two elements, nefashos and mamonos, we have a right to split off the element of mamon from the element of nefashos, and argue that that edus is relevant for A, even though it's not relevant for B. That's also a great chiddush. Even if you argue in principle that hachash and dinim amanos is irrelevant, but this isn't just dinim amanos. This is a case of eshes eshes insa, where the edus is relevant for mamon as well as nefashos. And we're going to suggest a very great chiddush. The fact that there was hachash bebedikos is only relevant for the nefashos aspect and not relevant for the mamonos aspect. Even if you agree with premise one, that hachasha in bedikos or in drisha v'chakira is irrelevant when it comes to mamon, b'med v'namurim, mamon, but we have mamon nefashos, how can you ignore hachasha when you're obviously required to consider the hachasha as a result of the element of nefashos? That second point was the objection of the Ramban. Good. When the Ramban rejects this ha'ara of the Ran, the Ramban just simply writes, what do you mean? Here, of course, hachasha within drisha v'chakira is relevant. Why is that true? Because even though you're correct, the din of mamonos does not require drisha v'chakira, what do you mean? Here, the ikar ha'idus is din hafashos. And once you dismiss the edus as far as nefashos is concerned, so therefore, it is dismissed as far as Mammon is concerned. No, but that's a very important Ha'ara. The objection of the Ramban to this Ha'ara, that the Ram quotes the name of the Balei Tosfos, is the second premise, not the first premise. No? The Ramban does not argue very simply that Hachosh and Medikos is relevant for Mammonos. No, you're right. Had this been Mammon, there's no difference between Hachosh and non-Hachosh. You don't require Divish Vechakira. The objection of the Ramban is that since it's necessary for the Nefashos aspect, you don't split off the Eidos, and therefore this is Eidos, Mucheshes. This issue itself is Machlokas Rishonim. Eidos Mammon, when there's Hachosh and Divish Vechakira, is that relevant or is that not? If you look, for example, in the Ra'avon, Ra'avon is in Chelek Aleph and Simen Mem Gimel. You look in the Sefer HaTrumos and Shar Chavtes, the Beis Yosef and Simen Lamed. They all maintain this exact Chiddush, that once there is no need for Jewish Shivachakir and Dina Mamanos, it means that irrelevant, and therefore even on Yedei HaChasha, the Eidos is Kayemes. The Shach, there in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Lamed, Sifkat and Vav, quotes this in the name of the Ramban. That even on Yedei HaChasha, Bedrisha V'Chakira, Eidos Kayemes. The only explicit Maramakom we have that this is a Ramban, right, is a Ramban. The Ran quotes the Kasha of the Ramban, only addressing step 2, ignoring step 1, right, seeming to indicate that the Ramban is of opinion that even if Hachosh of the Drisha V'Chakira, when it comes to Dina Mamanos, the Eidos is considered to be still intact. The Rambam, as we discussed much earlier in the year, disagrees. The Rambam is found in Chasidus, Perakimel, Lachagimel. The Rambam is explicit. Either bechakiros or else bedrishos, they do some betela. The Rambam's explicit. Against the whole premise. You don't need drisha bechakira. Shaltim does bechnei lovin. But if there's hachosh in drisha bechakira, that's mamish, edus mucheshes. And therefore, that cannot exist even in cases of dina mamanos as well. We pointed out at that time that this Rambam fits in well with the shitas Rambam generally. How do you understand Jerisha v'chakira? Now, we had a couple of possibilities. Either Jerisha v'chakira is considered to be me'ikar v'gufa shel edus, or maybe that no, Jerisha v'chakira was a mitzvah hamuteles al yedei bezdin. As you learn throughout the Masechta, there's certainly certain halachos that are not related as much to the Chefta shel edus, but what Bezdin does in terms of the process of Kabbalah edus, of assessing the edus, what is the purpose of Jerisha v'chakira? Pointed out in many Rambams. The Rambam indicates that Jerisha v'chakira is migufo shel edus, not midine Bezdin, but midine edus. The Rambam, for example, Hilchos edus, Perakala falachahei, the Rambam is pretty explicit. The Rambam writes, "Hachakiros v'hadrishos, hein hadvarim shehein ikar ha'edus." No, what more do you want the Rambam to say? Now the Rambam tells you, this is ikar ha'edus. And the Rambam later, "Lahalacha, per gimalacha hein." The Rambam writes the Chiddush, that the halacha of kevin shehigiv shuvin echozer magid, schus chazara, after Jerisha v'chakira, the Rambam writes, no longer do you have the right to be chozer. Up until that point, the edus is incomplete, and therefore a person has a right to do so. That fits in very well if you assume it's migufo shel edus. That's a very great chiddush. The drisha chakir is migufo shel edus, and the takana of shlotin ados lifnovin meant that we will accept edus even though miikar hadin, this is not edus gemura. It's not just that yishum hatakana, therefore we redirect Bezdin. More than that, no, we allow incomplete Eidos. Good? And we pointed out the further Rambam, the Chosgerish and Perakid Gimel HaChavtes, where the Rambam equates Drisha V'Chakira to Eid Mipi Eid. That means something that inherently is not Eidus, or is a flawed Eidus. The same thing you pointed out, the Rambam was Malva Velova, in Perek Yitzayin Halachates. All those indications that the Rambam Shita Jerish Vechakira is Migufo Shal Eidus. Good? And here you have the Rambam that writes the following. And even though it is Migufo Shal Eidus, good, there's a Takana, Shalotino Daos Bifne Lovin. But even the Achar HaTakana, if there is Jerisha v'chakira, all of that is considered to be Ikar ha'edus, and therefore, it's Nitfas in Edus. Therefore, if there's HaChosha, right, even Achar HaTakana, that Edus cannot stand. You can't say Jerisha v'chakira is irrelevant. No, if you were to argue it's a Chovas Bezdin, one could argue that, you know, once the Chamim suspended that Chiv on Bezdin, maybe one could argue it's irrelevant, even if there's HaChosha. If you argue, as the Rambam does repeatedly, this is the essence of Eidus. Just because we don't require it, Mishumi Las Delas, does not mean that we ignore it when it is considered to be Eidus Mucheshes. So that is the Shita of the Rambam against the Ran and against the Ramban. We'll come back a little bit later in the Shir to that issue of HaChosha versus Hazama, that Chiddush of the Rabbeinu Tam. And before we do so, we have to see a little bit more in the Gemara. Rava tells us the following. No? That everyone agrees that Malaz lo cheshina. Second possibly in the Gemara. But hacha b'choshishin l'chvodan shol rishon. That's the machlokes around the Chacham. What are you referring to? Three stages. Number one is ichnit. Right? A bezn of chav gimel gathers for the purpose of dina fashos. And step two is ibadur. Somehow, that's it, they scattered. And the third is, and now, the Omar Lahu, and someone raises a claim of Dina Mamanos. So, therefore, the Gemara says, according to Chacham, look, you began Ichnif with the Bezin of Chav Gimel, that must be continued, and according to Amir, that no, since he bought the Omar Lahu, so therefore, now you can proceed as though it was a new claim entirely, and that last claim is one simply of Dina Mamanos. How you understand this application? Again, the three shittas, Rashi, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ramban. According to Rashi, it's the following. Here Rashi admits, Ichnif is not referring to Hefsek Ksuv anymore. Here Ichnif is referring to that Amar HaBaal lo havi Eidim Shezinsa. Eidim Shezinsa, that Rashi is all along. That requires the Bezin of Chav Gimel Chulei Alma. Ibadur, what does that mean? Rashi writes, wasn't able to do so. Eino Eidim. Wasn't able to produce the Eidim that he thought he would be able to. And now the Omar Lahu means, according to Rashi, and now the Baal says, that Don Lamiha, Hafsidu Ksuvasa. Good, I couldn't find Eidim, but I myself and Neman, as far as Hafsidu Ksuv is concerned, right, let's start that Din Torah. That's the Kiddush. So according to Rabbi Meir, fine. Hafsidu Ksuva, Bezna Shlosha. According to the Chachamim, in principle, you're right. Hefsek Ksuva does not require Chav Gimel. That is not called Masumat and Shal Nefashos. But here, you already began with Ichnif. Now, Mishum Kvod and Shor Shon, you're obligated to continue. Good? According to Rabbeinu Tam, right, very different. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Ichnif means that you're right. That the Baal actually brings Eidim Shezinsa. Not as Rashi says that he expressed intent. The Baal brought Eidim Shezinsa. Mamish, Din Nefashos. What does Ibadur mean? HaChosha, Rabbi Tam's case. The Baal was unsuccessful in proving his case. And now the Omar, since there was HaChosha, now the Av is Toveya. Not as Rashi says the Baal. The Av is Toveya. Nu, Meyekesef. You were unable to secure your Taina. Or the Taina was discredited through HaChosha. In such a case, Mea Kesef is all. So, Mea Kesef is a Taina of Dini Mamanos. After all, the Taina Sabal simply is one of Mea Kesef. That's the Taina of the Baal Din, in this case the Av. According to the Chachamim, that no, since Ichnif, so therefore, Kvod and Shor Rishon. According to the Ramban, the third possibility, can't be HaChosha. There's no Chiv Mea Kesef in HaChosha. According to Rabban, Ichnuf means the following. that the Baal brings forward Edim Shizinsa. Ibodur means the following: the Av now brings Edei Hazama. Now must be Hazama. What's the difficulty? Hazama, right, is not only Dinim Amanos. Hazama is going to be on Din Nefashos as well. What does it mean? Enachinam, you're right, but Ibodur. Before Bezin could fully assess the Hazama, what happened? They had to do something else. Now they were called away for an emergency. Good? So now you have Edei Hazama that are coming to be mazin the Edei Habal, and you don't have a Bezin of Chav Gimel. The Omar, now the Av says, look, you'll get to that when you get to that. Good? But at least right now, let's continue with the Hazama in order to allow me to receive the Me'akesed. Good? Right, when the Bezin comes back, you'll deal with the Hazama on the level of Din Nefashos. So that is the Chiddush of Kvod and Shorishonim, that since here, according to Ramban, we were done on Din Nefashos, and the Eidos is relevant to Din Nefashos. So therefore, we insist on a Bezin of Chav Gimel, and according to Rav Meir, no, we allow you to split off the Tainas Ha'av, which is one purely of Mamon, and to proceed with the Bezin of Shlosha, assessing the case of Me'akesed. As we mentioned in your earlier Shiurim and Daf Eiwad Beis, the concept of Kvod and Shorishonim is not a new one. We pointed out that there are several halachas that indicate that the Mamad Bezdin is Nikva Ayidei Tchilas Yeshivas Bezdin. The Tchilas Yeshivas Bezdin is the Koveya. As we saw in Choshen Mishpat and Simin Vav, that as long as Huzkuku the Shavapruta, Bezdin will not convene for less than Shavapruta. But once they convene for a Din Torah, which is Shavapruta, even if it turns out through the Masu Matan that it was not quite Shavapruta, nonetheless, Gomrim Dinam Afilopachos is Shavapruta. And the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Beis, that when it comes to Dinam Amanos, as long as the Tchilas Din is Bayom, it's Nikva as Yeshivas Bezin Bayom, and therefore, Gomrim Balayma. And that's one of the possibilities we mentioned in Sugi and Daf Lamed Beis. Even if you should assume like Shmuel, that Shnayim Shidano Dnehem Din, that's if the Tchilas Yeshiva was Al Yidei Shnayim. But if it was Meikara Adai to the Tlos Yeshivei, in such an instance, even Shmuel would agree, then Shnayim Shidano Ein Dnehem Din. In all those cases, we see that the Kfius of Bezdin is Nikva Al Yidei the Tchilas Din. In all those cases, of Shavapruta or Yom Adai to the Tzlasa, you're dealing with the very same Din Torah. That certainly is true. Here the Chiddush of Kvod and Shorishonim is even if there is a shift in the middle. It shifted from Din Yamamanos, Din Nefashos. Din Nefashos originally, now a case of Din Yamamanos. It shifted from a Tainas Habal to, according to Rabbi Yotam and the Ramban, a Tainas Ha'av. That's Kvod and Shorishonim. The Ikar Hadin is when it's seamless. No? That we assume that the Tchilas Yeshivas Bezdin is the Koveya. However, here where there's a shift, either from Nefashos to Mamon, or a double shift, not just simply Nefashos to Mamon, from the Tainas Baldin of the Baal to the Tainas Baldin of the Av, in that instance, then that's already the Kvodan Shal Rishoni. Because Mikra Hadin, this is considered to be an independent Yeshivas Bezdin. Good? Now, the Gemara Dav Chesem Beis raises a brisa against the Shita of Uv. Good, we just have to understand the shakel of the Torah before they see the complexity of the Tosus and Dav Chesem Beis and go back. The Gemara tells us the following, right? The brisa tells us, V'chachamim omrim, that it depends. If tiva'o mamo, v'shlosha. Tavu nefashos, v'esrim v'shlosha. The Chachamim don't always say 23. It depends. Rav Meir Shlosha, the Chachamim, sometimes yes, sometimes no. That's a difficulty, the Gemara says, according to Ula. Because according to Ula, if the concern is that Choshishin Laz, we should always require a Beznav Chav Gimel. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. Good. The Gemara answers the following. We're talking about this case. Right? That Hevi Habal Edim Shazinsa. The Baal brings Edim. Hevi Ha'av Edim Hizimum. The Baal counters with Edi Hazama. Good? So the Chachamim say now, sometimes yes, sometimes no. How is that? If Baal Ligvos Mamon, then it is B'shlosha. What is that? Meir Kesef. However, ubemakom nefashos, then be esrim v'shloshim. That's the Gemara's teretz. And this teretz works even according to Ula. Didn't Ula always maintain the Bezna of Chaf Gimel? Not true. If teva omamon, then shlosha. Uvamakom nefashos, esrim v'shloshim. So what does that mean? What was the Gemara's teretz? And up, chesim abeins. Good? So Rashi now introduces us to Hazama. Right? Rashi says the following. If it was the Meir Kesev, that requires shlosha. What is the Chiddush now of the Gemara? Since here there was Hazama, so Sulak Alamechosh, the Laz, you don't have to be concerned with Laz anymore. No? Once you discredited the Eidei Habal, you demonstrated that they are Eidei Sheker, so therefore Rashi writes, number one, the Eidim are not believed at all, obviously. Number two, Rashi writes, they're not even believed Lahafsidu Ksuvasa, because they are shown to be Eidei Sheker. And furthermore, there's no concern of Kvod and Shor Rishonim. Why is that true? Because this now is considered to be an independent diyun, whereas before the Baal was the Toveya, now it is the Av who is the Toveya. And therefore, there is no longer any laws, because once you have Hazama Lo Chai Shin and laws, there is no longer Kvod and Shor Rishonim, because this is an absolute new deal. Originally the Baal was Toveya, now the Av is the Toveya, and that's exactly the teretz of the Gemara. What does it mean, Bimakom Nefashos Chav Gimel? That means a normal case, where Kol Heichadik Lemechush Lenefashos. Now, meaning what Rashi described before, the Tchilas Din. That's the Chiddush of Rashi. Now, if it's B'makom Mamon, Rashi understands, means the Meir Kesef, then Shlosha. There's no Laz, because there was Hazama. Right, Rashi sheeps again, Hazama and Achasha, against Rabbi Nutam, like the Ramban and the Ran in that respect. There's no longer Kvod and Shor Rishonim, because this is a new Din Torah entirely. The Taina Sa'av, not the Taina Sabal. So that's exactly what the Braisa tells us. If the Av is Tovei Maya Kesev La'achar Hazama, then Vishlosha. But if Tavu Nefashos, if you're dealing with, as Rashi says, the Tchila Sadin, the original Taina Sabal, so in such an instance, Sarech Lemechush Nefashos, that's called Masu Matan Shal Nefashos, that requires a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. Good? What about according to the view of Rabbeinu Tam? So, the Ran explains the following, how Rabbeinu Tam is going to read that line of the Gemara. The entire sugi is dealing with the chiyuv of Meya Kesev, unlike Rashi. Rashi says, Makom Nefasha, Schav Gimel is not Meya Kesev. That means the normal Taina Sabal that could lead to the Nefashas. No, the Ran writes the name of Rabbeinu Tam, not true. The entire issue of Mamon is one of Meya Kesev. What happens? In the case of Hazama, there's Meir Kesev, but there's no longer the possibility of Laz. Good? And therefore, that's what the Gemara says, Tiva O Mamam, Begimel. There's no longer a possibility of Laz, La'achar Hazama. B'makom Nefashos Chav Gimel, what does that mean? B'makom Nefashos? Hachasha. That's the Chiddush according to Rabbeinu Tam. Why is Hachasha called B'makom Nefashos? And Hazama is called Mamon, very simply. In the case of Hazama, this Din Torah is going to end, right, with Mamon, because the Baal is no longer going to produce any further Eidim. In a case of Hachasha, then Chayshinan, Shema Yavi Eidim Acherim Dezinsa, and therefore this is called Makom Nefashos, where the issue of the Nefashos is still pending. That requires a Bezna Chof Gimel. That's Rabbi Natam understands this Gemara. The Chesim Abeis. And what about according to the Shita of the Ramban? So here, the Ran explains the following. Number one, we're dealing with Meya Kesev. Good. Number two is Meya Kesev is only Ayyadei Hazama. It is not Ayyadei Hachasha. Good. So what happens? We're talking about a case where there was already Hazama, and now Nigmar Dinam Lahariga. So therefore, the Eidim are to be killed, number one. Number two, there is a Chiyuv Meya Kesef that the Baal is obligated to pay the Av. So there are two Chiyuvim. There is the Misas HaEidim, there is as well the chiyuv meikesen. Balik vos mamon. What does that mean? When the av comes to collect, he's only coming to collect, right? His meikesen, the gvias meikesen, only requires a bezin of shlosha. What's the obvious difficulty according to the Ramban? What do you mean, the meikesen? This wasn't just simply a din Torah on meikesen. This was a din Torah of hazama, and hazama was nefashos and mamon. So how can you say that all you need is a bezin of shlosha? So the Ramban is incredibly medayik in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us the following: ba ligvos mamon. What is ligvos? Not lodun. You're right. In terms of the din Torah itself, this is nefashos. Because if it's true that these eidim or eidim zomim, in such an instance they're killed, you can't call that din mamonos. That already occurred. Nigmar din lahariga. What's the next step? Gvia. The gvia of the mea kesef does not require a bezin of chav gimel. The av can go to a bezin of shlosha ligvos, right? Mamon. That's the diuk in the Gemara. That requires only three. Why is that not called dinafashos? Because the Gemara dinafashos is already rendered. What does uvamakom deikanafashos mean? Not the gviya, but the diun. Exactly that point. That's exactly what the Brisa tells us. Very meduya. If it's makom nafashos, if you want to determine whether these are edim zomim, that obviously is dinafashos. No? In that instance, you require bezin of chav gimel. But if all we're talking about here is va ligvos mamon, both words are crucial. We usually ignore the word ligvos. No, we center on mamon. The Ramban says no. Since this is only gvias mamon, therefore, all you need is a bezin of shlosha. Good? That's what the Ramban understands. Right? The kash and teres of the Gemara. Aliba de'ula. Good? Then the Gemara suggests the third possibility. The Gemara had the possibility of laz, kvodim shalashonim. Now the Gemara suggests the Chiddush of Abaye. We're talking about something completely different. This already will get us into the Tosas, the Chesima days. Abaye says the following: the first Kuliyama, Choshesh and Laz, Umishum Kvod and Shorishonim. Right? That which you said is the Machlokes? No. Everyone agrees. We concern ourselves with both, with Laz and Kvod and Shorishonim. What are we referring to here? Hacha Mayaskinan, the Asru Bastam. We're talking about a case where the hasra was just stam hasra. That if in fact this maisa's nus occurs, you will be chayiv misa. Is that considered to be a legitimate hasra? That the Gemara says is a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Tanakhama, that is considered to be sufficient. As long as you mention the effect is a chayiv misa, that's good enough. Rabbi disagrees and says that no, you must mention Eze Misa Hunerag. You have to mention the form of Misa. So therefore, Hasra was given Stam. According to the Chachamim, legitimate Hasra. According to Rabbi, it is not. So very simply. So according to the Chachamim, this is Mamash Dina Fashas, a Bezin of Chaf Gimel. There's a Chi of Misa. According to Rabbi Meir, this is Begimel. Rabbi Meir follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. This was illegitimate Hasra, because he didn't mention which Chiyuv Misa, and therefore here we're dealing with the case of Mamon. Good? Here we're dealing with the case of Mamon. Good? What exactly is the case of Abaye? Good? So Rashi writes Kepshuta. Rashi writes, according to Rabbi Meir, why is it Begimel? Because there is no Din Nefashos. Period. Hasra stam is not considered to be a hasra, and therefore there is no element of din nafashos at all. The Chachamim say that, what do you mean? This is legitimate hasra, and therefore you require a bezin of esen v'shlosha. That's how Rashi understands. The Ram points out the following difficulty. If this is true, how do you understand the first line of Abaye? Everyone agrees. Kuliyam achoshesh n'laz, umishum kvod n'shorishon. That's the Ran's kasha? No? What do you mean? Mecha teisi? What does this have to do with laz or kvodim shorashonim? The Ran says the way Rashi understands the case. Have you watched in the memor of Kuliyama? Ain't a choshishin laz or kvodim shorashonim. One could have said, forget about it. No? So according to Rashi, what's the issue of laws? Right? Yavo Edom. That's how Rashi understands. No? Edom will come. What do you mean Edom will come? Edom already came. And they're telling you that the Hasra was Hasra Stam. So what's the chash? Other Edom are going to come and tell you that there was a Hasra Mefuretes. That's what we're worried about. That's not laws at all. So again, the Ram points out, how do you know Kuliyam a Choshesh in the laws? It means they could subscribe to such a position. It's not dependent on the issue of laws. But the Ram points out, the Gemara could have simply said that no one is Choshesh in the laws. The Ram continues and quotes the Yeshua Farshim that writes the following. That no, according to the Chachamim, this is good Hasra, and therefore, Yeshba Din Nefashos. But what's the Chiddush of the Chachamim? Rav Meir says, this is only Mammon, the Chachamim say this is Nefashos. We're talking about two completely different cases. No, the Yesh Mefarshim writes the following. We're talking about a case of Hefsid Ksuva. Rav Meir says this is Hefsid Ksuva. It only requires a Bezna Shlosha. The Chachar maintained the following. No, this is Hefsid Ksuva. Yeah, but this will lead to the Nefashos. Because the Hasran question is a very legitimate Hasra. That's the Chiddush of the Chachamim. Even the Hefsid Ksuva requires a Bezin of Chav Gimel. Why? Because Choshesh in Laz, because that's the next step. Din Nefashos. Or Kvodin Shal Rishon, if you began with 23. Even if it turns out that all you want to judge right now is the Hefsid Ksuva, that requires a Bezin of Shlosha. Why do you require a Bezin of Chav Gimel? No? Why is that true? That's only because of Kvodin Shal Rishonim. That's the Chiddush of Abayi. Right? That all the cases according to the Chacham require Chav Gimel. Obviously, not only in the case where a person is going to be killed, of course, but even the Hefsid Ksuva issue, because of Laz and Kvodin Shal Rishonim, that requires the Bezin of Chav Gimel. And Rav Meir doesn't deny that. Rav Meir just simply says there's no possibility this will ever develop into a case of Chav Gimel, so no Laz is considered to be possible. Tosus and the Ramaskal Behavi, right, just adds the following Kiddush, that maybe when Abayi says Choshesh in the Laz, the Rebusanaka. What does that mean? That Afalpi Shechoshesh in the Laz. Still Rav Meir says Gimel. Why is that true? Because what's the Laz here? But this will develop into Nefashos. What are you talking about? Now, Edom are here, they tell you the way the Hasra was given, there's no possibility of Nefashos, so that's what the Gemara means according to Rashi, that Rebusanakat, there is no Laz in this case, even if one is Choshesh Laz. Here, there is no possibility of such a Chash. Tosus now quotes the view of Rabbeinu Tam that understands this sugya as follows. The whole sugya again is talking about hachasha. And according to the Chachamim, of course, choshesh in the laws. Because the case is not closed with hachasha. The Baal will be more deliberate than ever in order to secure Edom. So therefore, you require chav gimel. Even though there was hachasha, yeah, but the hasra was a good hasra. So what happened? They admit that there was a good hasra. The two guys that came were subject to hachasha. So good, so we'll get other Edom to come that will not be machish each other. Or the Baal will get Edei Hazama to demonstrate that the Shnei Kita Machishim Zezeh, that one of those Kita Edom, Edei Sheker. The case is not closed with Hachasha. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, this is Mamish a case of Choshesh Nelaz. It's very good. No? That's what Tosus points out. These cases, according to Abayi, very good according to Rabbeinu Tam. No? This is a case of Hachasha. We're right here and now we're at a stalemate, but exactly, Choshesh in the Laws. And therefore, the Chachamim require Chaf Gimel. Because the case is not going to end with Hachasha. We're going to try to resolve the Hachasha. There's pending Din Nefashos. That's Choshesh in the last. The Ran, however, points out, according to that last Shita that we've been discussing, the Shita Achrona, this is difficult. No? Here we're talking about a case of Hazama. No? Aydeh Hachasha is no Chiv of Me'akesef. It's only Aydeh Hazama. So according to the Shita Achrona, this was a case of Hazama. Okay? And we're talking about a case where the Hasra was Hasra Stam. So what are we talking about here now? The Baal brought Eidim. The case was one of Hachasha. So what is the Chi of Mama? According to the Shita Achrona, Ramban Shita, like Rashi Shita, there's no Chi of Me'akesef at all. So what are we referring to in this case of Mama? So that's what the Ran points out, the difficulty. You must argue that all of a sudden now the Gemara has switched. That whereas up until this point the Gemara was referring to the Chiyuv Mamon of Mea Kesef, here the Gemara is referring to the Chiyuv Mamon of Hefsek Ksuva. No? That the Ran points out is a difficulty according to the Shita Achrona. No? You're talking about a case where Asra Beistam, so there's no longer a possibility of Nefashos, all there is a Chiyuv Mamon. What Chiyuv Mamon? So Rabbeinu Tam said, the Chiyuv Mamon, Mei Kesef, Al Yedei HaChasha. But if you assume there is no such Chiyuv, so therefore what Chiyuv Mamon? So that's what the Ran says, Al Korchach Nistrich Lomar, She'elu HaKimtus HaChronos, all the other Okimtus that are going to follow now, are referring to the Hefsek Ksuva. Where there wasn't a case of Me'akesef, there isn't a case of Nefashos, so you're left with is the Hefsek Ksuva. That the Ran points out is somewhat of a difficulty. Now, Tosus then continues, right? And Tosus comments that there's going to be a problem even according to Rabbeinu Tam. That's the Tosus Nefchesim Abeis. That problem you're going to hit when you get to Tesim Abeis, Tosus says, regarding the case of Hachasha Bebedikos. Now, Tosa says, when you come to the case, Tesma Beza, Plukta, Ben Zakai, you're going to have a difficulty according to Rabbeinu Tam. What is that? The Gemara says, perhaps it's Machlokas, Rabbeinu and the Chachamim revolves around the Chiddush of Ben Zakai. Ben Zakai is of the opinion that Hachasha Bibidikos is relevant. Bezin threw out a question. What was the shade of clothing that was worn? One aid says it was light clothing, one aid says it was dark clothing, not part of the Drisha V'Chakiros. What happens in that case? The Mishnah tells us, Nafemot Aleph, that Bodak ben Zakai v'uktze te'enim. Ben Zakai would ask the Eidim, the fig stems, were they thick or thin? And if there would be a hachasha, one says thick, one says thin, not related at all to the case at hand, nonetheless that is considered to be a relevant hachasha for Dinin Afashas. Good? So therefore, that is the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. So how does that work? Now, you have Eidim that come forward with the case of Nefashos, it results in Hachasha B'dikos. So according to the Chachamim, forget about Hachasha B'dikos. Now, that's good Eidus. So now, they're killed. According to Rav Meir, no, that's Hachasha. And if it's Hachasha, now you're left with the Kurna Ben Yatama Chiyuv of Mea Keser. So according to Rabbi Meir, very good, right? B'shlosha, because all you're left with is a chiyuv of me'akesef that results from hachasha. Good. According to the Chachamim, no, there's a chiyuv misa. So chav gimel. What's wrong with that? No, sounds pretty good. Tosa says that doesn't seem to be the machlokes. No. The machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, as the Mishnah and Gemara presented, is they're arguing about a case of mamon, which one will label as mama, the other will label as nefashos because of its potential, it could culminate nefashos, or kvod and shorashon, it began with nefashos, no? Those are all the cases we're dealing with at hand, no? Right now we're having a din Torah and dinim amanos. But there is an nefashos element that is relevant. No? Does that mean chav gimel or not? That's all the cases up until now. For example, the Baal right now makes his claim. And whatever it is, hachashav hazama, the av is interested in meyak kesef. In a case of hazama, good, the av is interested in meyak kesef. But there's also a pending chiyuv of nefashos. So is that pending nefashos relevant to our issue of din mamonos? Good. That's the machlokas. I mean, the chachamim. If I were to ask you, what is their din Torah? The answer would be mamon. What's the complicating factor? There's an element of nefashos. Is that true in this case? Not at all. In a case of hachashav v'dikos, so what's the story? According to the view of the chachamim, this is mamish nefashos. The Baal brought Aden, he proved his case, and now the woman is going to be killed. Of course that requires chav gimel. That's what the chachamim mean. The chachamim say you require a bezna chav gimel because there's an element of nefashos. It's mamish din nefashos, no? And according to Rav Meir, of course, the bezna shlosha because that was edei hachasha, or you're left with now is a chiyuv of mea kesef korna bein tam. So that's mamish mamon. That's obviously, no? Rav Meir holds mamon is three. Chachamo din nefashos is chav gimel. That's not a nuanced case of mamon. And the chiddush of the chachamim that since there's a tzad nefashos, this is not a tzad nefashos, this is dinei nefashos mamish, no? That's Tosfos is kasha. So what does Tosfos have to do now? Can't be so simple. No? It must be that the case is mamon that could lead to nefashos. Lead to nefashos. That's the instance, no? So what is Tosfos' answer? There were two different hachashos here. No? That's what Tosa says. This is very relevant for that Rambam, no? Tosa says we begin with the case of Hachasha Bebedikos. But then, V'yacharkach, Huchashu Ha'edim Hachasha Gemura. Didn't stop there. First, there was just an internal Hachasha. Okay. Then you know what happened? Two other Edim showed up and said, dead wrong. What you're saying is absolutely not true. You're saying that there was a Maisa's Nus here and there. Didn't happen. The woman was with us. There was Hachash and Bedikos, and there was Hachash of Gemura as well. Good? That's the case. So what happens here? According to Rabbi Meir, this was just a straight case of Dina Mamonos, of Mea Kesef. Why? Because Hachash alone is sufficient grounds for Timachayev Mea Kesef. And there's no tzad nefashos whatsoever. Because according to Rabbi Meir, the hachasha within the bedikos does not allow for a possibility any longer of din nefashos. According to the chachamim, however, the hachasha bedikos doesn't bother us at all. No? Because hachasha bedikos alone is no problem. That doesn't disturb us. We don't expect the Aden to remember whether the fig stem was thick or thin. Why is that relevant to the Maisa's nose? Good. The Hachasha B'dikos doesn't bother us. The only thing that concerns us now was the Hachasha of Shrei U'Trei. So right here and now, we can't do anything in terms of the Nefashos. Because there was Hachasha Gemura. But you know what's going to happen? The Baal is not going to rest. Because the Beidim he brought, someone was machish them. You know what he's going to do? He's going to, right, as the Bach explains, find Aden to be mazim, those second group, because he knows they're lying. Beidim he brought, he knows they're Ede Emes, not Ede Sheker. That's mamon that can develop into nefashos. That's the machlokes in this sukimta of Ben Zaka, no? Can't be straight. All there was hachosh bebedikos. That's not the case that they're arguing about. It means in addition to the Hachasha Gemura, as we've been discussing, Korna Ben Tam, that's the given. There's also Hachasha Bebedikos. So according to Rabbi Meir, the case is closed. No? Once you have Hachasha Bebedikos, that's it. There's no longer any possibility of Nefashos. Good? But according to the Chachamim, that Hachasha Bebedikos doesn't concern us, so we're back to our regular case of Hachasha. What's the regular case of Hachasha? Chiyuv of Mea Kesef, but a pending Chiyuv Nefashos. That's the Chacham. They require a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. Good? Why is this Tosaf so important? That's Mafurish against the Ra, no? Why is there a Chiyuv Mei Kesef then? Why is there a Chiyuv Mei Kesef according to the Chachamim? See, according to Rabbi Meir, there's a Chiyuv Mei Kesef. Why? Because there was a Chosh Vedikos. What's that called? Hachosh Minei Ubei. Good? Hachosh within the Katar Eidus. Eidei Sheker. Why is there a Chiyuv Mei Kesef? According to the Chachamim, the Chosh Bebedikos is not a Chosh. We'll kill someone. We don't expect the Edom to know, right, what the fig stems look like. No? Uktzei to Einim. What's the Chosh that's Mechayiv Mei Kesef according to Rabbeinu Tam? What's the answer? The second Chosh, Chosh Gemura. See, Mefurish according to Tosus, no? That Rabbeinu Tam insists on Mei Kesef even with Hachash of Trey Keneged Trey against the Ran. That's an unbelievable Chiddush, no? There's a Chiyuv of Mei Kesef because the Baal failed to prove his case, even though his Edom were not discredited at all. That's a very important Chiddush. You don't require, in order to be Machayev Mei Kesef, that you have to discredit the Edom. Either Ayde Hazama or even Ayde Hachoshe Minei Ubei. All that's necessary is that we can do away with the Ayde Habal. If Nisbatel Kabbalah Sedusam, if the Ayde Habal brought to Bezni, and we can dismiss the Ayde Habal, that's it. The Baal is Chayiv, Mei Kesef. That's the very great Kiddush. What the Ran was not willing to grant in the Shita Rabbeinu Tam is Mefurish, and this does suggestion at Tosus. Not that way, no? Again, Rabbeinu Tam is not explicit in the Sefer Yashar. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't discuss this case about Hachasha, which is Trey Utrey. But the Kimta that Tosus gives, right, how Rabbeinu Tam will read our Gemara, right, it's Mefurish in that case. That's an important, important Kiddush, no? We'll have to discuss more about this, no? What is the Chiyuv of Mei Kesef? If you seem like the Ran, Rabbeinu Tam is very similar to the Ramban. No? Everyone agrees you have to discredit the Edom. So the normal way of doing so is Ayidei Hazama, Mamesh Ayidei Sheker. There are ways you can discredit them Ayidei Hachasha, right? As long as it's Minei Obey. Here Rabbeinu Tam says very differently now. Now, if the Baal fails to provide Edom that can prove his Taina, that alone is a basis for the Chiyuv Mei Kesef. Even if it's Hachasha Trei Keneged Trei, the Baal maintains his Edom are Ayidei Emes. See, Tosus continues and tells us the following Chiddush that relates back to this. Tosus says, according to Abaye, in all the other cases, according to Rabbi Meir, there's no Chiyuv Nisa. Asur Beistam, there's no Chiyuv Nisa. Hachosh Bedikos, we just discussed, there's no Chiyuv Nisa. No? There can't be a Chiyuv Nisa. No, there was no Hasra. There can't be a Chiyuv Nisa. There was Hachosha. So what's the difficulty? How then can you have a chiyuv of Mei Kesef? You see an interesting chiddush according to Rabbeinu Tam that the two are unrelated. The chiyuv of Mei Kesef can exist even though lo asli de chiyuv skila. No? Is that true? Doesn't the Chiyuv Mei Kesef only exist when the Baal puts forth a Taina and provides sufficient Raya to his Taina that would have the woman killed? What is the Baal attempting to do, Ayde Motzi Shemra? That's a capital offense, no? Gorem Lamisa. If he's caught, then there's a knas of Meir Kesef. According to the way Rabbi Yotam understands these cases, you have instances of Asur Lestam or Hachoshim Bedikos, where it was not Asur Lide Chiyuv Skila, but yet there's a Chiyuv of Meir Kesef. That's very important. Tulsa says that, isn't that wrong? That's the bottom of the Tulsa, right from Ksuva, Staff, Mem, Dalda, and Beis. Don't you see that the Chiyuv Knas and Motzi Shema is predicated on the attempt of Nefoshos? Where do you see that that's true? Hamotzi Shemra al Haftana. In such an instance, one is potter. A person's wife is a ketana, and he comes forward with a claim of motzi shemra. She was an eshes zinsa. Potter, why potter? What is the result of his claim that she is an eshes zinsa, and therefore what? She is chayeves misa. Of course not. She's a ketana. She's labas onshin, and therefore there's no chiyuv meikaseh. The way Tosus reads the Gemara, Ksuvas daf mem dal mabeis, explicit in the Gemara that the two halachos go hand in hand. It has to get to the point that there's a Gemara dina lamisa in order to create a chiyuv of mea kesef. See, what's the difference between hachasha versus hazama? No? One possibility is the following. Hazama discredits the edim, edei sheker. What is hafasha? Failure to prove. Good? If that's all the difference is, then one could distinguish between hafasha minei ubei as opposed to treyu trey. Good? Isn't there a much more basic difference between hafasha and hazama? No? Aside from the difference of whether one proves edei shek or not, what's the most basic difference between hafasha versus hazama? That's the point of Chidush Haran. This is what he writes, the name of the Ramban. That in the case of Hachasha, as a result of Hachasha, what happens? It never gets to the point of Gemar Din. You bring two Edim, Bezin will start to deliberate, all of a sudden two other Edim come and say, what do you mean, not true? There was never a Psak Din Lamisa. Hazama, right, we discussed in the last Shiurim, Kasher Zaman Vlo Kasher Asa. Hazama has a very finite window of time, no? If it's too late, if the onus of Misa was already carried out, forget it, no? Har going to Haragin. What happens if it was Hazama before the Gemar Din? Also, there's no halach of Kash Hazama, no? Hazama is bidafka la'achar Gemar Din, but before the onus is carried out. Ramban writes the following Kiddush. That's why we insist on Hazama. Not just simply because we're discrediting the Eden. More than that, Hazama is Dafka Nigmar Dina Lahariga. No? It means the Baal came forward with a claim, and his claim was verified. There was a Psak Din Lamisa that the woman is going to be killed. Bitaras Eshes Ishizinsa. And all of a sudden now, there's the Hazama. The Akhir Ramban writes is not incidental. That's fundamental to the Kiddush of Motzi Shemra. The only time you're going to have a Chiyuv Knas is when Nigmar Dina Lahariga. Wow. According to Rabbeinu Tam, of course not. You have a Knas in Hachasha. No? So how do you understand that, Gemara Ksuvas Naf Mem Dalet? According to Ramban, you understand very well. Of course you can never have a case of Motzi Shem regarding a Ketana. Because if the Mechayiv of Knas is Nigmar Dina Lahariga, that will never happen. No? There won't be a Gemar Din Lamisa. She's a Ketana. She's La Baal Sonshin. How do you understand that relationship according to Rabbi Natan? So take a look at the second half of Tosos Chesam Beis. Take a look also, right, in Chidushei Haran. Now, another Tosos in Ksuvas, Daf Mem Amud Beis. No? Yeah. That's Sugi Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, not the first time in Ksuvas that quotes this Chiddush of Ketana. The first time it's quoted is Daf Mem Amud Beis, Take a look at the Tosfos Dramaskol Ha, a very important kashin teretz. How do you understand that Gemara regarding the case of Nigmar Dina LaHariga? And then take a look at the Mishnah and Gemara in Erech and Adav Tes Vavim and Aleph. I could be stunned. You see, the Mishnah and Gemara say something completely different about the Chiyuv of Motzei Shemer. The Chiyuv of Motzei Shemer is not because of Nigmar Dina LaKetala. To take a look at these pieces, we'll have to continue. But, if you haven't yet, go through every detail. Now, it's simply the Shakra Vatari of the Gemara. Otherwise, you're not going to appreciate the nuances in the Machlokes between Rashi and Tam and Rambam. Okay. Yeah, you're hearing around. You're done.